Fan Morning Show brought to you by Guardian Protection, your hometown home and business security company. Asked the question on social media earlier, do you think the Steelers will win the AFC North? That's our Twitter poll for the day. And a lot of votes so far, 60% of people saying yes, that the Steelers will win the AFC North. I mean, I feel pretty good about it. I wasn't really expecting optimism from Steelers fans. I was expecting like a, Debbie Downers, kind of like Mark Caboli yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
How about Joe Burrow? How you feeling about the Steelers?
Steelers are 3-0.
Thank you, Joe Burrow. Is it that nice to see? They're 0-3.
0-3?
World of hurt. Mm-hmm. I do feel pretty good about the Steelers' division chances. We both talked about that earlier on in the show. Let's shift the conversation. So the good last night is that the Bengals lost. And so did Joe Burrow. The bad is Buffalo, pretty good. Pretty good, those Bills. Kansas City, we expect great things out of them. Are the Steelers, and it's early, duh, are the Steelers right now, would you consider them a contender? Like a legitimate contender could beat one of those teams?
Yes.
Bang! Really?
Yes. What, you said Buffalo?
Or Kansas City.
Yes, defense. Based upon their defense.
It's the best the defense has been in a while.
Mm-hmm.
And I think they can play different games. I think you got to play different games for each of those teams. Like, you got to be able to cover against both. But Josh Allen will punish you with his body. He'll put his helmet right in your sternum and he'll say, you're going to know you played Josh Allen. We saw that yesterday, too. He accounted for 300 yards total offense, 4 passing touchdowns. They put up 47 points. They would not put up 47 points, I don't think, against the Steelers' defense. And, hey, people can call in at 412-928-9370 and say, and I think it's right, it's a fact, that the Browns put up 45 in a playoff game. The Patriots put up 1 million points in a playoff game. Who else am I forgetting there? Buffalo last year puts up 31 in the playoff game. Jacksonville put up a bunch of points in the playoff game. Steelers' defense in the playoffs has been bad. This defense does feel different. I think they got a better chance of beating Kansas City right now today than Buffalo.
Yes.
Yeah.
Kansas City, I mean, Patrick Mahomes, I mean, they're just on the same page. But I'm not going to go and say, well, what's wrong with Kansas City? Because you know how they always figure it out.
No.
But right now, if you line up the Steelers against Kansas City or Buffalo, I like the Steelers' chances against Kansas City for sure.
I think right now they're clearly right now, qualifiers, this, that. I think they're the third best team today in the AFC.
Yes.
I take agree with that. Buffalo, Kansas City, Pittsburgh. Houston just got their doors blown off. That's what Houston was doing to teams and the Steelers last year. The Jets, I think, are squirrely because Aaron Rodgers can... He looks like Rodgers again. I'll tell you what he probably doesn't want, though, is Elena Roberts coming up the middle on a blitz. Hit him right in the face. Like, the Vegas Raiders hold the final playoff spot in the AFC. There's only 6 AFC teams with winning records right now, and the Steelers just beat one of them, I think, pretty handedly as that game wore on at home. Like the Dolphins, is it too early to say they're finished? I don't think so. The Patriots aren't making the playoffs. The Broncos aren't making the playoffs. The Colts aren't making the playoffs. The Browns aren't making the playoffs. The Cincinnati Bengals have history not on their side. If you go back to the year 2000 and expand it to 14 playoff teams, only 4 teams. 4 teams since the year 2000 would have made the playoffs after starting 0-3.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not totally writing them off. I might write them off for the division, though. Tennessee's not making the playoffs. Jacksonville doesn't have it. They're not making the playoffs. So what are we talking about here? 8 teams that could make the playoffs, and you give 7 spots out? I feel pretty good about the Steelers right now making the playoffs.
Yes.
And I also can't rule out that they would beat a team in the playoffs either. And if you would ask me 2 weeks ago, I wouldn't have felt that way. Defense you talked about. But Justin Fields, he probably needs to be consistent and do it again and then do a little bit more. But he showed me that when the running game gets stopped, he can win you a game.
Yes.
He answered an early scoring drive. He recovered from a turnover and then led 3 consecutive scoring drives. You haven't had that since Ben. And really, when the Killer Bees were losing all those playoff games, the defense wasn't good at times, and he was turnover prone. And then once the defense got better, the offense was bad. They're not a great offense right now, but they do seem to me to be a complete team. That's how you win in the playoffs.
Absolutely. That's why I would like them. I mean, you take this defense, you take this team, and you play some in the playoffs last year against the Bills. I mean, it's going to be clearly a closer game.
Yes. I don't want to go so far as to say that I think they'd have won the game, but really the difference in the game, first of all, Steelers just didn't have linebackers or safeties. Mm-hmm. I mean, everyone's hurt.
Mm-hmm.
The difference in the game was a red zone interception from Mason Rudolph. And we haven't seen the bad decision-making from Justin Fields. Like, we're seeing a lot of the good stuff that Rudolph was able to do, get the ball to the right spot, things of that nature. We're not seeing that back-breaking, crippling interception.
You're, it's also so much harder to prepare in the red zone for Justin Fields than it would be for Mason Rudolph.
Oh, man.
Like, think about it. Like, the read option, like, that's in play. I mean, Darnell Washington, like, the things that he could do in the red zone, it makes it so much harder to stop if you're a defense. So you put him in the red zone in a crucial situation, you know that he can rely on one thing, and they have to pick or choose to do that. And they did that this past game, and it worked. And that's something that you're going to have to prepare for, and that's very tough. And he could throw out of that, too.
Yeah, and we're projecting out, too. And so we saw that read option like you're talking about. If they start folding that in more, that only makes the running game even more difficult to stop. Plus, Najee Harris is a little bit banged up. He was in a sling. You haven't had Jaylen Warren. You haven't had Isaac Seumalo. This running game that they have been committed to, I think when it's all said and done at the end of the year, we're going to look at this Steelers team and say, okay, they have one of the top 10 running attacks in the league, statistically.
Mm-hmm.
And they might be playing like one of the top 5 running teams in the NFL by the end of the year. I believe that. They've done it the last 2 years.
Right.
Okay, Pat Meyer, great. Good job. That's awesome. But they also had Matt Canada. If they could figure it out as the offensive line gels, as the running game comes together by the end of the year, the last 2 seasons, why would I think they can't do that with Arthur Smith and better pedigree linemen? Like, Broderick Jones is now going to be there. He's going to play, hopefully get better every week at right tackle. Zach Frazier's better than what they had in Mason Cole. Seumalo, I don't think was great early last season, and then by the end of the year was really good. James Daniels is good. I think they're going to run the ball much, much better. And that's only going to help, presumably, Justin Fields. So, you know, today, yeah, I think they'd have a shot, but come the end of the year, you're going to see Kansas City get better. Buffalo looks like a juggernaut, but yeah, sure, they've got a puncher's chance. Absolutely, they're a contender. Is Baltimore better than them right now?
No.
And their line really stinks. And their pass defense, you're never out of a game against the Baltimore Ravens. They got that in common with the West Virginia Mountaineers.
Mm.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Like, here's a text. Steelers have only scored 3 offensive touchdowns in 3 games. Yeah, but I do, again, I wonder, man, what the conversation would be like today if the Steelers had scored on that final drive and they put up 27 points.
A little bit different.
Because that's what I'm reading. Oh, they'd have to score more than 17 points to beat those teams. That Chargers defense is good, and I know that they got banged up. Why'd they get banged up, though? Because bang, 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 bang. Over and over and over and over again. What?
Nothing.
You like that?
Bang, 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 bang.
The damn Dodgers.
The damn Dodgers.
Bangrin. Like, I just, look, no one's saying that Buffalo or Kansas City shouldn't be the two favorites, but who, right now, today, who's third? Like, we got other people texting in. You think Justin Fields is a franchise quarterback? Look at what happened in that game yesterday between the Bengals and the Commanders. Those are two franchise quarterbacks. Okay, well, they also got to play each other's defense. Like, the Commanders are bad defensively, and the Bengals are horrific.
Horrendous.
Horrendous. A couple years ago, Phil Anarumo, their DC, was getting head coaching looks. Yeah. Not good. Not good. Are the Steelers a contender? 412-928-9370. Want to hear from you on that. Also, let's predict what we might hear out of Mike Tomlin's press conference coming up in the next segment. Jason LaConfort at the bottom of the hour. He'll be joining us on the Fan Hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, providing trusted plumbing and HVAC service for over 50 years. Tweet us, brought to you by South Hills Kia, Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. I just found something that'll make for a great Social Media's Biggest Loser segment. Doran.
Oh, yeah?
Yes, it ties football together with movies.
Oh, I like that.
Mm-hmm. And a big-time loser's mentality as well.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
So we'll round out the show with that. It's going to be good.
All right.
It's going to be good. Trust me. All right. I keep doing this, and someone's called me out on it. Already? I shuffle the papers. I tap my pen.
You're allowed.
Thank you.
It's your tick.
I have a lot. Are the Steelers a real contender? 412-928-9370. We'll take your calls on that in a moment. Here's what Tomlin had to say about Justin Fields after the game.
He's doing an awesome job doing what we're asking him to do, playing and playing to win. And so that's appreciated.
That's it. 8 seconds on Justin Fields postgame, which I did the tapping again, which leads me to believe we're not going to get a starting quarterback name today.
No.
It's going to be Russell Wilson is not going to practice in full on Wednesday. We'll operate as we have the last couple of weeks. And then he's going to get follow-up questions. All right, what if Russ is healthy? And he's going to say, I don't believe in hypotheticals. And here's how we make hot dogs, yada, yada, yada. It can be the same thing as last week.
God bless the reporter who asked the question. Because last week, somebody asked it twice again, and you could tell that he was ticked off.
Yes.
So he might get out in front of it. And say, it's going to be the same situation as it was last week. I'm not into hypotheticals. We can make hot dogs. We can make brats. We can make kielbasa. But you know what? That's what we're going to make, and you might not like it.
You know what I've always wanted to know how it's made is shawarma?
I think it's just chicken, right? Chicken or beef.
Like the sauce.
Yeah, it's like a...
Just like a sauce?
Yeah, it's like a sauce.
And what's in a... I think I might have meant falafel. What's a falafel?
Ooh, I don't know.
Okay, that's what I meant then. Since you're all...
Shawarma is just like, chicken and
I think I got them confused.
Pita.
Yeah, it just looks like chicken and a pita. I figured it out. You just put chicken in a pita, Doran. All right, what's in falafel? Because I love me some falafel. What's in falafel? What is falafel? Chickpeas and fava beans.
Okay.
Fresh herbs and spices. Mm-hmm. There you go. You don't want to know what's in a shawarma. Let's go to Tim in Saxonburg. Good morning.
Morning.
Hi, Tim. What you got?
Hey, before I say what I'm going to say, I just want to let you know that I do like how Justin Fields is playing and how the Steelers are, but I got to throw like devil's advocate at you here. Two things. One, if the Steelers would have lost those first two games, which, you know, they only put up, 18 and 13 points, if they were sitting at 1-2, would that change your opinion on Justin Fields? And then, secondly, if you look at how the Steelers are playing right now, again, this is devil advocate, the Falcons are only a Saquon Barkley fumble away from being 0-3.
Yeah, Tim, I love you, man, and you call all the time, and you're a great caller, and you're a tremendous listener. You're trying to take wins away from the Steelers and the Falcons with ifs and buts and candy and nuts.
Right, right.
Like, if West Virginia could cover, they'd have beat Pitt. And you know what? I'd be happy. Because a win is a win, and a loss is a loss, and I ain't here for moral victories. If they were 1-2, yeah, I'd view it different.
Absolutely.
But Justin Fields played winning football, and that's why they won two games. He was a piece of it. He wasn't the force behind those two victories, the first two. I think you can make the argument that he was offensively in the last game, but he also didn't lose you the first two games. So, yeah, that makes a world of difference.
I hate when people do that. It's like, well, you didn't throw for 300 yards. You still won the game. So, well, you know, you still are the same team. Well, you know, you didn't do this, but you still won the game. Like it's about W's and L's, man. Like, I mean, however you get there is how you get there. And as long as you can see a progression, then it is what it is. Like,
yeah.
But to play his game, like, okay, like if they were 1-2, yeah, I would have to reassess.
Still be in first place, though.
Yeah, they'd still be in first place, but I'd be like, okay, like, when is Russ, like, I'd be very, very integrated on what Russ's progression is rehab-wise of saying, like, okay, like, we need to catch up. Like, a lot of these teams right now that are 1-2, like the Bengals, right?
Yeah, man.
If they need to catch up, so they're in desperation almost mode early. Well, they're 0-3.
Yeah.
Who's 0-2?
The Bengals.
The Ravens.
The Ravens are 1-2, and the Browns are 1-2. Yeah.
Right. Like, they're in almost desperation mode. So, like, that's kind of how I'd be, and that'd be looking at Russ's situation.
Yeah, because the difference there is, all right, the Ravens, you got to figure it out. The Browns, you got to figure it out. The Steelers would have a break glass in case of emergency. Like, okay, we're 1-2. That's no good. We're going to go to the Super Bowl winning quarterback. And by the way, if that quarterback didn't throw an interception to Malcolm Butler, he'd have had two Super Bowls, Doran. That's the same thing.
Right, exactly.
Texter, falafel at Cheesecake Factory is actually made from garbanzo beans.
Garbanzo beans. Mm-hmm.
I thought garbanzo beans were the same thing as chickpeas.
No. They look the same, though, I think.
They look the same, but they're different.
Aren't they round?
I thought that both were round.
Yeah, that's why they look the same.
Oh.
They don't look like a bean.
Shawarma.
They look like a little marble. Like a vegetable marble. They look the same.
Text, another text. Shawarma is made from lamb meat. It's essentially the Middle Eastern variation of the gyro.
There's different shawarmas. You can get chicken shawarma. You can get lamb shawarma. You can get beef shawarma. And maybe shrimp, too. But it's definitely the sauce. One time, I went out to eat shawarma in Detroit Friday night before our playoff game. And then I dropped the pass and I lose us the game. That's what happened.
Have you had shawarma since?
No.
Try to say shrimp shawarma again.
Shrimp shawarma.
That's tough.
Shrimp shawarma.
Someone is now texting and saying garbanzo beans are chickpeas. You know what? We're going to need Tom to get to the bottom of this today. That's what we're going to have to figure out. Tom.
Well, obviously the chickpea and a garbanzo bean, they might look the same. They yield different results. Sometimes you win, sometimes you lose. Chickpea is the losing vegetable.
We're not going to go Oregon with you. We're not going to go kidney beans. We're going to go garbanzo.
Are we getting to chili season yet?
Close.
I think we are.
I mean, it's still warm, though.
Yeah.
It's kind of like throwing me off.
Mm-hmm.
Is this the warmest it's been at this time of the year?
I was looking ahead. Tuesday next week is October 1st. Could be 75 degrees.
Yeah. Oh, well.
Text us. Please, brought to us by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm. They always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. Up next, Jason LaConfora, Odyssey NFL insider. Boy, do we got a lot to talk to him about. And then we have a very special edition of Social Media's Biggest Loser after that. Steelers are 3-0, first place in the AFC North. The Bengals losers last night, 0-3. Browns, Ravens, 1-2. And we're joined by Jason LaConfora, Odyssey NFL insider, host of the original podcast, In the Huddle. Insider calls brought to you by Hellman's Real Mayonnaise. Mayo game day be delicious. Good morning to you, Jason. How are you today?
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Vibes are kind of high Pittsburgh right now, Jason, which we're not used to. Even if things are going okay, generally, we say they're not going well around here. So I'll ask you a simple question. I think first, your own opinion then, based on people you've talked to and what you're hearing, are the Steelers, are they good?
Well, this equation works. I know that. Now, can they play this equation or close to it every week, specifically when it comes to, you know, not taking sacks, the no turnovers portion of the ball game? How replicable is that through a 17 game? And, you know, dare I say it, maybe more when you come to the playoffs, sample size. And that is a bit of an unknown, and that's obviously been something that's held this quarterback back in the past. But there's, you know, there's reason to believe that this team knows who it is, has an identity, is willing to stick to it. And, you know, that defense, and they haven't even really run the ball yet, the way I think that they ultimately will be able to. So I think there's also, you know, the idea that, well, this is all they can be, and will this be enough? I think there's certainly inherently gains that they can make, but I think this plays. It plays for them. It's not going to have people up at night, you know, crying about style points. Now, again, yes, do you want to keep expanding your passing game? Do you want to be more efficient running the ball? Are there more things with Justin Fields you can tap into? But I think it's also about being smart and incremental about that and understanding, you know, that in the meantime, there's still ways we can win ball games right now. So, yeah, I buy it. I mean, it works. It's kind of tried and true. You know, this week, Indianapolis, that I know that the Steelers have some offensive line, you know, injuries. I know that we're not sure about which running backs are going to be 100% or close to it or even available this early in the week. But, like, I think they can run the ball in Indianapolis. think they can run the ball in Indianapolis with some, you know, with some vigor, with some determination. And I don't buy Indianapolis is a very physical, stout football team right now on, you know, in the trenches on either side of the ball. So this is another one where I think they play smart football. They keep it simple, stupid. They win a low scoring game and they continue to stack these wins at a time where not a lot of people are doing it.
Jason, you just said that the Steelers want to play a certain way, and I think we all understand what that way is, and they've proven to us which way that they want to play through these first three games. But from your eyes and the three games that the Steelers have played with Justin Fields being the quarterback, do you think that they have found their franchise quarterback?
Well, I mean, what is a franchise?
Do you think they found their quarterback for the future for the next how many years?
I mean, I think it's entirely possible. I don't think anybody's going to, you know, make that declaration, nor do they have to. I think because of the nature of his contract and the way things are laid out, it may be something that you want to get to sooner rather than later in the off season, but nothing's going to happen in season, and they don't really operate that way, right? So, I think he's going to love playing for Mike Tomlin. I think he's going to love being a Pittsburgh Steeler. And I think they're going to be increasingly comfortable with both his potential and expectations, you know, and what a high upside could be, but also increasingly comfortable with what the here and now offers. So I think he will prove to be the best option they've had at quarterback since Ben Roethlisberger started to decline. I think all that's very real. I think all that's very possible. But we're also, you know, three games in, so I don't know that you need to know now, and I really don't know that that's where the focus is right now, right? I think the focus right now is just finding a way with Justin Fields to beat the Indianapolis Colts. And then I got to be honest, I haven't looked at week five, but whoever that is, you know what I mean? It's about designing a game plan around him that gives you the best chance for that week to beat that opponent. But could they have bought really low and kind of stumbled into a guy who's going to be their starting quarterback beyond this year? I think there's certainly a real possibility in that, especially as you look at what the price is becoming for a lot of these other guys, that this might not be the worst way to go.
Jason Luckenfora joining us here on the Fan Morning Show. Insider calls brought to you by Hellman's Real Mayonnaise. You can purchase Hellman's at your local Walmart, Kroger, or grocery store to add extra deliciousness and creamy flavor to your game day dishes this football season. 0-3, a lot different than 1-2. Which team in the AFC North, because I'm kicking the Browns to the side, better chance of rebounding, the Bengals or the Ravens here, Jason?
Well, I mean, that had to be the Bengals' rebound last night. I mean, it just did. And offensively, they did some good things, but they couldn't finish drives in the end zone. And a rookie quarterback was finishing drives in the end zone all over the place against them. And he was completing third and forevers and fourth and fives to get there. So, I mean, this is now three times. I mean, they faced what could be, you know, the worst team in the AFC, and they faced a team that a lot of people thought had the worst defense in the NFC and would be one of the worst teams in the NFC, and they faced them both at home, and they found ways to lose. And then they gave away a game to the best team in football in between. So, no, I think they're in a different category. Like, even now, this whole Carolina thing, I mean, you've got them loosey-goosey, and right, you got the Red Rifle facing his old team, and Carolina showing some heart and fight for the first time in years. I mean, I don't know, man. I just don't know. Ja'Marr Chase showed up last night, but again, they still couldn't finish drives. So, and defensively, Jaden Daniels is a special talent, but that can't happen. I mean, a rookie quarterback making his third start on Monday Night Football in your place can't do that to you. Can't eviscerate you like that. So, no, I think the Bengals are in a different category. The Ravens' schedule's tough here the next 2 weeks. Don't get that twisted. I mean, they've got the Bills. That's going to be a tough game, and then they get what's obviously going to be a desperate Bengals team. But an 0-3 hole is just different. And the Ravens found their groove running the football last week, and Derrick Henry looked like King Henry with them for the first time. So, I mean, their schedule was going to be tough. Like, I thought they'd start 3-5 and still make the playoffs. And that could be how it goes for the Ravens. I don't think the Bengals are going to have that luxury.
Jason, is Trevor Lawrence a bust?
I mean, he's not a quarterback who I would want starting for me, let alone starting for me, you know, at $55 million a year. The problem in this league is, especially at that position, and you could trace it all the way through the Carolina Panthers problems, when the owner is that involved or invested in a pick, when these guys who are generally cold-blooded businessmen, when their hearts and their egos and their optics and the PR, right, and them just, oh, I really, really want to be right. When that gets wrapped up in this and then they decide to double down on certain things, you know, and keep a guy around because I know we can make this work, and you get yourself in trouble. And now they're in big trouble because he wasn't special, or he was occasionally special. He'd have 3 to 5 week sort of periods throughout the course of his rookie contract where he looked special, but not nearly enough to just go along with this theory of, well, I got to pay my guy a couple bucks more than the last quarterback because that's how it goes. And that is how it goes, but does everybody need to play that game? You know, when you've, you know, possibly overdrafted a kid and now it's pay time. So I think they're in deep trouble. I don't, you know, he was a running quarterback. Like, no one really wanted to talk about it, but his legs had a lot to do, and the RPO game had a lot to do with that Clemson offense. And then you take a kid that high, and you pay him real money, and you don't want to play that way. But his completion percentage isn't special. He's a turnover machine. They can't run the ball at all in the traditional manner. You know, I think there's a way to maybe stabilize that offense a little bit more by kicking it old school and going back to his college stuff. But now that you're paying him $55 million, that's a bitter pill to swallow, right?
We should
go back to the rudimentary stuff that, you know, that Urban Meyer never did with him the first year because Urban Meyer could barely be bothered to show up for practice. Like, I don't know, guys, but that's a bad football team. That is not a franchise quarterback. Doug Peterson might already be on borrowed time, but, like, the quarterback's not going anywhere because of the owner just paid him. And I mean, it's that situation and the Tua situation are different because of the reasons for the futility or in Tua's case, the lack of availability. But like those franchises are in a real bind. I'd much rather be renting Baker Mayfield or renting Derek Carr or renting, you know, Geno Smith right now than to have just re-upped with Tua or Trevor Lawrence.
Man, strong stuff, Jason. We appreciate it every week, and we'll talk to you next Tuesday. Thanks for your time.
You got it, guys. Have a great week. Thanks.
Thanks, Jason.
Jason Lockenfora, host of the Odyssey original podcast, In the Huddle, Insider Calls, brought to you by Hellman's Real Mayonnaise. Mayo game day, be delicious. We know what's in mayonnaise. Someone texted in what's in shawarma sauce, Storm. Yogurt, lemon juice, and tahini. Oh, what the hell's tahini?
Tahiti.
Tahiti?
I think so. No.
Either way, I don't know what that is. Wish I hadn't
Tzatziki?
Asked. No. Maybe?
How's it spelled?
T-A-H-I-N-I-A-I. Say what you will about the Steelers and where they've been the last 7 years, kind of spinning their tires in the middle of the league. They realized it wasn't working with Kenny, and they moved on. Whereas you've got the Jags paying all that money.
Oh,
and man. Now you're stuck. All right, social media's biggest loser up next, brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. Reserve your consultation today at awaken180weightloss.com. And we want you to schedule a heart screening today. Trust the nationally ranked experts at UPMC for your heart care. Whoa, 50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Route 19 in Peters Township, celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. Tuesday for us about in the book, man. And then tomorrow you got Doug Whaley, and we got Mike Tomlin to react to. Real quick, who asked the quarterback question today? I have three contenders. I have four contenders.
Benz.
Oh, he's on my list. I wrote Will Graves, Ashley Leotis, who's been all over it.
Yep.
And she's yet to get the hate. Benzie and Pryor.
Yes.
Going to be one of those four.
Mm-hmm.
All right, now on to social media's biggest loser, and it's Lance Leipold, the head coach of the Kansas Jayhawks football team. So the Jayhawks blew it, and they lose to West Virginia this weekend. And he releases a statement on social media after a 1-3 start, We appreciate our fan support, and they're needed as ever to make a difference. If they're not disappointed or frustrated, they wouldn't be a fan. Hopefully they show up and are energetic and can help us when we need them, and they can continue to make a difference. And hopefully the same reason they believe in this university and program, and maybe if they're newer to jumping on, they still see that this team has a lot of season to play. There are some books and movies that start off really slow, but end up being quite a story at the end. I plan on this team being one. Yeah, they're going to lose their next four.
Who do they play again?
I don't know. Doesn't matter. When you put stuff like that out there, you suck and you know it, I think. Hey, when Devonshire had the pick six against West Virginia, you remember Neil Brown did that like hostage video?
Yes.
He's sitting there. We still have a good football team. We're going to fight. You're still going to have a great year. Bang, lose to Kansas.
The attendance, at least student attendance, was down in Morgantown, wasn't it?
They got 53,000 there.
The students didn't show up, though.
They suck anymore.
They don't care.
They don't. They suck anymore. They won 9 games every year I was there, if not more, but we would go. Even if we didn't think it was good, we would go.
It was like a bad day. I think that
a bad day. There was a 2-hour weather delay.
It was rain, but not at first.
They knew it.
That's right. It is
they
time.
Looked at the weather forecast, Doran.
That's okay. Right.
Yes, they do. You don't want to talk at time. How many people were at this pick game?
A lot.
More than 53,000, I doubt
probably
it.
Probably around the same.
Oh, let's it look is, it up right now.
Probably around the same.
Let's just look it up teammates. Right now. Yeah, who'd they play? Youngstown State. Ball. That does make it.
All right, South.
With this hit. I was. I did Steve Young.
What's scored 73 points, you dork?
Well, what does that have to do with anything?
What do you mean? You guys almost lost to Kansas.
Beat them. Lined up, beat their butt. 48,000.
Close.
Rest my case. What's a movie that starts slow but is good?
I mean, one of my favorite movies, it doesn't start slow, but it takes you in a different direction, is Jaws, because you don't see the shark until basically the last 20 minutes of the movie.
That's true. You're always, the specter of the shark is almost more spectacular than the shark. Yeah.
Right. They use like props to show the shark, like the girl getting dragged in the beginning, and then the dock being the shark. Yeah.
That's pretty good,
I guess.
I was going to say Oppenheimer.
That movie is so slow.
I never saw it.
Ugh.
I'll tell you what movie was never slow, Barbie. You pop that thing on, entertain the whole time.
You're right about
yeah.
that.
Oh, who wants to do Barbenheimer or Oppenarby or whatever the hell they called it? Not me. I'm just going to watch Barbie and be happy that I made that decision. All right. It was a nice crowd for Youngstown State.
Mm-hmm.
It was. Yeah. Fan weather brought to you by Sun Chevrolet. 2024 Chevy Silverado 1500, 1.9% financing up to 36 months with approved credit through GM Financial. Full terms at sunchevy.com. Today, high 75.